hospital's accident and emergency department is stressful at the best of times. But for many emergency department doctors in Australia, it's not just the life and death decisions and aggressive or violent patients that take the biggest toll. A new survey conducted by the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine suggests one in three experiences bullying or harassment as well. Stephen Smiley explains.
Sally McCarthy has decades of experience as a doctor in hospital emergency rooms, and throughout her career, she's experienced bullying.
Almost a full gamut of these negative behaviours in the workplace.
Associate Professor Sally McCarthy says it's not just bullying. She's been discriminated against and sexually harassed.
One needs to focus strongly on building personal resilience, but also relying on friends and family and supports outside the workplace, because it can be extremely difficult to continue to go to work when one is experiencing these behaviours.
The Australasian College for Emergency Medicine has surveyed more than 2,000 emergency department doctors about experiences like Sally McCarthy's. It's found 34% of emergency department doctors report having been bullied at work. 22% also said they'd experienced discrimination. 16% said they'd been harassed in the ED.
I actually felt quite sickened by it. It's a tragedy that any individual would feel so disempowered and threatened.
Professor Tony Lawler is the president of the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine.
So obviously those figures are very confronting and disconcerting for the college. We take very seriously our responsibility for setting standards of behaviour for our members, and we don't believe those findings are in any way consistent with the principles for which we stand, which include, among other things, safe, sustainable training environments for our trainees and workplaces free of such behaviour.
While some of the bullying and harassment doctors reported was from patients, many said colleagues were primarily to blame. One doctor said she was repeatedly mocked for a New Zealand accent, while another reported being told she should freeze her eggs if she wanted to get ahead professionally. A third said it was common practice to mock South Asian and Indigenous patients and staff, while another said she'd been asked for sex while at a conference with a colleague.
While we could easily say, well, there needs to be a recognition that the workplace in which we work in is highly stressed and everyone's under pressure, and those things are undeniably true, we also need to be setting an example.
Professor Lawler says medicine has some cultural problems that won't be easily fixed.
Respect for an individual's expertise, and also, of course, just respecting individuals, is being eroded.
Professor Tony Lawler from the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.